Pre-game coverage here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for boys second round action in Class 3A. And joining me, Storm Lake boys soccer head coach Ben Shakirky. And first, coach, let's flash back to what's felt like a while ago already, when you guys took down Lamar's 4-2. Give us some of your thoughts on that one. An interesting game through and through, but in the end, your team gets the result they wanted—a nice 4-2 win.
Yeah, a little bit of an odd start to the game, but our guys played really well. I was really proud of them. I thought we played like more of the team that I knew we could be. We were talking out there. We were moving the ball well. We were aggressive on the ball. We didn't really give Lamar's a good chance to get organized, and thought we were the stronger team, and it showed, and we walked away with a W.
Talk about that first half. We won't get into the specific details of it, but a weird, say, first 15 minutes of the half. Your team's able to capitalize on that and get two goals and lead by a couple at the halftime break. Talk about what that does for the confidence. I mean, you guys played well, but Lamar's did some things along the way that helped your team get to that 2-0 lead.
Yeah, I thought we got them frustrated, and we were able to capitalize that. And then just from the momentum standpoint, I think I would like to say that the momentum's going to be strong with us going into the game, but there has been that large gap. And Spencer said the same thing. Like, it's been a while since we've been played. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes tonight.
In that Lamar's game, you guys get that lead. Lamar's pushes back like I'm sure you expected they would with, you know, their season being on the line just like yours was. Talk about what you saw on your team when you really started to see Lamar's really push. They get the game to 3-2 at one point, where they're knocking on the doorstep after you guys got what looked like was going to be the goal that made it insurmountable at 3-1. Talk about what you saw in your team in the last, say, 15 minutes when, you know, it's high stakes and it was a one-goal game for a little bit.
Yeah, they hung in there. We're a team that's struggled when we've been down, but when we've had the goals up, we tended to do well. But having Lamar's put those in was still pretty tough because I know we were a strong team, but the thing that's been getting us all year is we just get just something happens and people get some quick goals on us. It's been kind of our Achilles heel all year, just little slip ups on the defense, and teams been that I think that we should be beating are getting us or getting the better side of us. But yeah, I'm still proud of our guys, how we hung in there, and we didn't let that get to us, and we did know that it was on the line and our guys didn't shut down.
Pre-game coverage here on Mix 101.7 KAYL. Again, chatting with boys soccer coach of the Storm Lake Tornadoes, head coach Ben Shakirky. And now you face a team that, well, if you weren't familiar coming into the season, you're hyper-familiar with now, as this will be your third time playing Spencer. Give us some of your thoughts before we dive into the other two games of what it looks like playing a team three times. I mean, there's probably not a lot either one can throw at the other one that you guys haven't seen already.
That's pretty much what it is. We can move guys around a little bit. They're a well-coached team. Like, we have an idea about the things that they can do, but, you know, and the same thing that we could say about us, too. Like, we can move some guys around, but it comes down to it. It's going to be the same teams that are showing up. It's just going to be a battle of who's going to want it more, and hoping that's us.
You hit on it there a little bit ago with the Spencer Tigers. Last game they've played was against you guys, and that's felt like a while ago. They've been off since the 11th of May. You guys have obviously played twice since then. Is there anything in there that holds an advantage to you guys, having at least played a couple of times since Spencer played their last matchup?
I would think so. Just because we've had that more than competitions under our belt. But either way, I think there's still been a big gap for both teams. It's been almost a week for us, which has been kind of tough because you know you want to keep playing, but it is what it is.
You look at the first meeting against the Tigers clear back in April, a game you guys dropped 1-0. What were some of the big takeaways from that game? You guys saw Owen Olsen get red carded in that game with about 29 minutes to go in the second half, and end up falling 1-0. What were takeaways from that first meeting up in Spencer?
The biggest thing is that it showed us that we can compete with them. Like, we knew they had a better record coming into the game. We thought we Not saying we didn't think they were going to be better, but we just showed us that we could compete with them. They just happened to get better chances on goal, and the one that did is just a little breakdown on our defense, and he just turned and shot, put the ball away. So we just didn't get the opportunities that we needed to get, but meanwhile, we hung in there, and it was a good game.
And then you look at the more recent meeting, things got a little more sideways, a little more quick, if you will, at home against Spencer. You guys dropped the game 4-1. A tough game, I'm sure, but with the pairings having been out at that point, you knew there was a possibility you'd get Spencer a third time. Give us some insight on that game. A tough one, but maybe the tough lessons your team needed to learn coming into tonight's game.
Yeah, it was tough. If I remember correctly, we had the early goal, and then they just kind of flipped the script on us, and they just ran away with it. We know that their team is not going to let down, and yeah, definitely. It feels like always the road ends up leading to Spencer, except for what things last year, every year. We seem to cross paths one way or another. But being hopefully not my last game of my career, but, you know, if it's any team, I'm glad it's Spencer.
And then last question, Coach, your team's gotten getting geared up for tonight's game against Spencer. You talked about the record they have that's shiny. You talked about the ranking they have. What does your team need to do to pick up the win against Spencer? It's like they say, it's really hard to beat a team three times in a season. If that is true tonight, your team will end up on the right side of it.
Yeah, I'm sure hoping that's the case. But yeah, like we know what they're going to throw at us. You know, it's just, are we going to be the team that's going to want it more? That's what it's really going to come down to.
All right, Coach. Well, here's to hoping it's not your last matchup tonight, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Pre-game coverage continues here on Mix 101.7 KAYL. Again, getting ready for 3A playoffs. Your Tornadoes are on the road taking on the Spencer Tigers. That was head coach Ben Shakirky. We'll take a quick break. We're back with more pregame action coming up right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL.